9. The pros and cons of smaller classes. Pros. 1. They will make classes more interactive, thus increasing teaching and learning effectiveness. 2. They will allow teachers to respond more to their students' needs and feedback. 3. They will reduce teachers' burdens associated with the discipline of students and other non-instructional duties. Cons. 1. They will increase the financial burden on the government. 2. They provide fewer opportunities for students to make friends. 10. The pros and cons of lecture-oriented class. Pros. 1. It helps students acquire knowledge more effectively. 2. It will save education costs for the government. 3. It will develop students' listening skills and conformity to the authority. Cons. 1. Lack of participation in class will undermine students' motivation for study. 2. It will undermine students' creativity and individuality. 3. It does not develop skills in logical thinking, discussion, and presentation. 11. Should moral values be taught at school? Yes. 1. It can compensate for lack of moral education or parental discipline at home. 2. Moral education can be provided more effectively at school than at home. No. 1. It is very difficult to teach moral values at school because of cultural diversity. 2. It can lead to ideological control of students without regard for students' religious beliefs. 12. The pros and cons of distance learning, e-learning. Pros. 1. Students can study at their own pace, which can enhance their learning effectiveness. 2. It is less costly than non-distance learning. 3. It will increase educational opportunity for people such as physically challenged people and full-time homemakers. Cons. 1. Limited supervision will often lead to lower academic achievement. 2. Lack of interaction with other students does not develop people skills. 3. It will lead to the close down of non-online schools. 13. Should Japanese senior high schools be made compulsory? Yes. 1. It can raise the academic standard of Japanese students as a whole. 2. It will provide all junior high school students with opportunities to receive senior high school education. 3. It alleviates keen competition among junior high school students for admission to senior high school. No. 1. It is a waste of time for students who seek non-academic careers. 2. It will make our society more academic background oriented. 3. It will increase a tax burden on Japanese people. 14. The pros and cons of teacher evaluation by students at high school. Pros. 1. It will encourage teachers to improve their teaching, thus enhancing the quality of education. 2. It gives high schools information necessary for performance appraisal of their teachers. 3. It will make teachers less authoritarian with students. Cons. 1. High school students are not mature enough to evaluate their teachers properly. 2. It is not reliable as it often leads to a popularity contest. 3. It can undermine teachers' authority over students, which is necessary to discipline them. 15. The value of lifelong learning. 1. It will develop job skills that can meet the changing needs of the business world. 2. It will develop or maintain people's intellectual abilities. 3. It will broaden people's cultural horizons. 4. It will give people something to live for. 5. It can build up a network of acquaintances.